I'm David Kataforis with another Art Minute from the Spencer Museum of Art. We often think of winter as cold and bleak, but Albert Bloch's vision of that season in a 1918 painting is warm and cheerful, filled with bright reds, pinks, and yellows. Bloch's whimsical mountain landscape, painted in an abstracted style influenced by Cubism, features a doll-like man and woman who climb toward a little house, surrounded by several wild animals who mingle fearlessly with them. Presiding over the scene is a living snowman who raises his arms in a friendly greeting. Overhead, bright stars and planets glow in the night sky. The happy atmosphere of Bloch's picture may surprise you, given that it was painted in Germany in the last year of World War I. Yet art made in dark days does not have to be dark. Perhaps Bloch imagined this world of innocent joy to counteract the grim reality of his time. A native of St. Louis, Albert Bloch lived and worked in Germany for 10 years and was the sole American member of the famous expressionist group, the Blue Rider. After returning to the U.S., he became head of the art department at the University of Kansas, where he taught for 24 years. From the Spencer Museum of Art, I'm David Kataforis.
Art Minute is a co-production of Kansas Public Radio and the Spencer Museum of Art at the University of Kansas.